My friend Stephen Kotler is a magnificent human being. He is a New York Times bestselling author many times over, and he has dedicated his life to understanding our optimal states of being. We call it flow, but it's really a spectrum of states from being deeply embodied in a meditative state to being higher than a kite when you are climbing a wall or scaling a mountain or surfing a wave. And I've spent so much time understanding optimal states of being, because at the end of it all, at the end of the day, we're wired to look for pleasurable experiences. And it doesn't have to mean decadent or leisure. You know, pleasurable experiences can be just simply being fully immersed in a project at work where you lose your sense of time and sense of self. And this is what this is where our enthusiasm takes us. When we are so excited and intrigued, and the word of the day is curious, about something, about an activity or a subject or creative project, we lose ourselves. And that brings us alive. That helps us to shift out of this, just the drudgery of thinking all day, planning all day, to this delightful dance of aliveness. And you deserve that. You deserve to feel alive. It's our birthright to feel curious and enthusiastic. And it doesn't mean it has to happen 24/7. But if it's not happening that much, then I encourage you to start looking at what you're curious about. And so I want to offer you today a quick exercise that I learned from Stephen. And I believe that Stephen learned from Mikhail Csikszentmihalyi, who is kind of our modern father of flow state or peak experience. And so this is a simple exercise in understanding what you are curious about. It's been hugely helpful for me, and I do it probably every 6 weeks. Oftentimes I'll do it when I start a new journal, and I'll just start that journal with this exercise. So here we do. Here it goes. You want to list out the numbers 1 through 25. Put at the top things I'm curious about. And spend a few minutes and write down everything that you are currently curious about. And they can be totally random things, such as I did this exercise with a few people on my team in my mental wellness business. We were doing this exercise because when you find out what you're curious about, it really brings you alive. And one of our lovelies said, you know, I'm curious about UFOs and extraterrestrials. I'm like, that is awesome, right? So it could be so vague like that or random. What are you curious about? Write it down. Write it down. And then the second step is to spend 15 minutes a day or more, but let's start with 15 minutes a day, down a rabbit hole. Allow yourself to go on Wikipedia, you know, and go down those rabbit holes by clicking all the links. Give yourself that freedom to Google it, to research it, to dive into some video or to buy a book about it. This is what keeps us sparked and curious. And it doesn't have to be work-related, and it doesn't have to be enlightened, right? It can be anything under the sun. What are you curious about right now? Go have some fun. Let me know what you find. I would love to hear. Email me, hello@carabradley.net. Find me and message me on social media. I absolutely love hearing from you. It makes my day. Absolutely. Also, if you're curious about working with me, check out Project Be Well. It's a monthly program that I am collaborating with a bunch of other wellness coaches and others. And this is a really fantastic way to work with me. So check out the show notes. I've got lots of stuff there. I also put a couple of other podcasts and related items of other things that I've done if you want a deeper dive. I know these are super short, sometimes may leave you hanging. So always go to those show notes and the details to find out more. Thank you so much for joining. I am having so much fun with this. I hope that you're having fun too. Be well.